This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي يا رب العالمين. So we are continuing in this book called Al-Wabid al-Sayyib ورافعُ كلمة الطيب. It's the shower of good utterances that is by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. And this is a beautiful book in regards to the remembrance of Allah, dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we are still in the introduction in regards to, and it is speaking about different issues, very important issues regarding the dhakir, or very important issues that the dhakir, or the person that is remembering Allah, should take into consideration. And they are very pertinent issues in regards to us as human beings, and particularly us as Muslims. So we stopped at the part where Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah was talking about the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentions how tawfiq is when someone does not rely on themselves. أَلَّا يَكِلَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ. And he says, خِذْلَان أَن يَكِلَكَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ. Is to where one will believe that they have control of all of their affairs. They rely on themselves. And we mentioned the dua. We say, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Birahmatika, Astaghith, Aslihli, what? Aslihli, what's the dua? Rectify for me, my Aslihli Sha'ni Kulla, Wala Takilni Ila Nafsi Tarfata'in. Rectify for me all my affairs and do not make me of those that rely on myself for the time span of the blink of an eye. Make me of those that continuously rely upon you. And he meant, that's what we ended, where Ibn Qayyim was talking about, فَإِنَّ الْعَارِفِينَ يَعْنِ الْعَارِفِينَ يَعْنِ السَّلَفِ. The pious predecessors would say things like, tawfiq is where you don't rely on yourself and you rely on Allah. And the opposite of tawfiq is to where you rely on yourself. And then he says here, as we mentioned, قَالَ رَحِمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, فَمَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا فَتَحَ لَهُ بَابَ الذُّلِّ وَالْإِنْكِسَارِ وَالدَّوَامِ اللَّجِئِ إِلَيْهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْإِفْتِقَارِ إِلَيْهِ وَرُؤْيَةِ عُيُوبِ نَفْسِهِ وَجَهْلِهَا. And he mentions here, and whoever, he says, Rahimullah, whoever wants Allah wants good for, he opens the door of debasement and of the broken self. Yani, your heart becomes broken when thinking of a sin that you've committed and debasing yourself. A dhul is to be at a low position, to lower yourself in humility to Allah. وَدَوَامَ اللَّجِي إِلَيْهِ, and always retreating and turning to Him. وَالِفْتِقَارِ إِلَيْهِ, and always being impoverished or needing Him. وَرُؤْيَةُ عُيُوبِ نَفْسِهِ, and looking at his or her عُيُوب. And عُيُوب is, can be defined as deficiencies. Looking at the sins of themselves. وَجَهْلِهَا, and also its ignorance, or its ignorant actions and thoughts. وَظُلْمِهَا, and its oppression. وَعُدْوَانِهَا, and its transgression. وَمُشَاهَدَةِ فَضْلِ رَبِّهِ, and witnessing the virtues of their Lord. And then also talking about ihsani, and his goodness and excellence to them. Warahmati, and his mercy. Wajudi, and his goodness to them. And showing that which is a form of excellence to them. Wabirrihi, waghinahi, waghinahu, wahamdi. And they're talking about his goodness to them and his, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with good fortune, and mentions that وَغِنَاهُ, also making him, blessing them with his richness subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his praise. And then he goes on to say, رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, فَالْعَارِفُ سَائِرٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بَيْنَ هَذَيْنِ الْجَنَاحَيْنِ. So the one that is knowledgeable of what we just mentioned is traveling or voyaging or journeying through these two wings. لَا يُمْكِنُهُ أَنْ يَسِيرَ إِلَّا بِهِمَا. There is no way that this individual can go on this journey except with these two. فَمَتَى فَاتَهُ وَاحِدٌ مِّنْهُمَا فَهُوَ كَالطَّيْرِ الَّذِي فَقَدَ أَحَدَ جَنَاحِيهِ. He says, whenever and if any one of these or one of these wings that is missing, then he is like the bird that has lost one of their wings. And the two wings here is الرجاء والخوف. الخوف والرجاء. It is hope and fear. And you find this Ibn Qayyim, he talks about this in Madarij al-Salikin, another one of his famous books. When speaking about the two wings of the bird is hope and fear. Hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear of his punishment. And that is what we just previously talked about, and it was a little more explicit. When we think about those sins, our heart breaks. We lower ourselves because we're in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowledge of his greatness. But at the same time, we have hope in him and we hope for his mercy. وَجُودِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ وَبِرِّهِ وَإِحْسَانِهِ. We hope that he showers his mercy upon us and does not hold us accountable for that in this life or in the next. And then he says, وَقَالَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ. And Shaykh al-Islam here is Abu Ismail al-Harawi. And that is the author of the book, that the book of Madarij al-Salikin is an explanation of the book of Abu Ismail al-Harawi. So that's the book Madarij al-Salikin is well known by Ibn Qayyim. It's an explanation of a previous book by Abu Ismail al-Harawi. And he terms him here as Shaykh al-Islam. قال Shaykh al-Islam, العارف يسير إلى الله بين مشاهدة المنة ومطالعة عيب النفس والعمل. And that's what we're going to talk about today in a couple of lines. He said, Shaykh al-Islam says that the knowledgeable person journeys through to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between witnessing his blessings and his bestowment upon you, or witnessing that which he has granted you, and مطالعة عيب النفس والعمل. And coming acquainted with or understanding or witnessing also the deficiencies of the self and the action. The deficiencies of the self and the action. Always taking that into account. Mutala can even say monitoring or being aware of. So he says the arif is between these two situations. He says, Al-arifu yasiru illahi. The arif, the one that is knowledgeable of Allah, journeys to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between these two things. Witnessing his or her deficiencies and also witnessing the blessings of Allah upon them. This is what will keep you safe. Then he says here, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَهَذَا مَعْنَ قَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ حَدِيثٌ سَيِّدُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. Who knows your Sayyid al-Istighfar? Sayyid al-Istighfar, once I mention it, you'll be familiar with it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a beautiful hadith, Sayyid al-Istighfar, أن يقول العبد. He said the leader or the king of seeking forgiveness, it is when the servant says, اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أبوء لك بشر ما من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. In this hadith, this dua is in al-Bukhari. This is the best type of istighfar. Sayyid means leader or king. So the king of seeking forgiveness is to say the following. Oh my Lord, you are my Lord. There is no one worthy of worship except you. You created me and I am your slave. And I am upon your ahd wa wa'd. And ahd is like agreement or covenant and your promise, mastata'at, to the best of my ability. So I will fulfill your commandments and my obligation to your commandments to the best of my ability. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. And I seek refuge in you from the evil from which I have done. We don't attribute it to Allah. I seek refuge in you from the evil that I have done. أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ. أَبُوءُ لَكَ, يعني أَبُوءُ, he's going to mention it here. أَبُوءُ means I acknowledge I acknowledge the blessings that you have bestowed upon me. وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي, and I acknowledge my sins. So forgive me, for verily there is no one that forgives for the sins except you. And then he ends here and he explains it. And he ties this into the two things, which were what? What were the two things that the Arif knows? That they journey to Allah with what two things? Those are the two wings that they fly with. But while they're flying, there's two things that are always in mind. So those are the two wings. لَكِنْ يَسِيرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ نَعْم, the deficiency of the self in the action, and also what? نَعْم, مُشَاهَدَةِ الْمِنَّةِ, witnessing the blessings that Allah has given, and also being aware of their deficiencies. So while you're flying with khawf and raja, with fear and hope, you always have this in mind. Where have I went wrong? What have I done wrong? Right? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a child. Allah has given me this virtue. Allah has given me these things. Where have I went wrong in regards to what I've been given? Where have I went wrong with my family? Where have I went wrong with the organs that He has given me, with the money that I have? So when you think about Ar-Razzaq, what He has given you, where have you been deficient with what He has given you? Where have you been negligent? Where have you been, you haven't been thankful with what He has given you? No? So the Prophet, then after that he mentions the dua, the state of istighfar, فَقَالَ رَحِمُ اللَّهِ فَجَمَعَ فِي قَوْلِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيْهِ وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي مُشَاهَدَةَ الْمِنَّةِ وَمُطَالَعَةِ عَيْبِ النَّفْسِ وَالْعَمَلِ. So he says here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the dua that we just mentioned, that's in Bukhari, he joined between these two that we just talked about in this dua, with saying what? أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ, I recognize and I acknowledge your blessings upon me. That is what? Recognition of what He's given you. وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي, and I acknowledge my sins. That's recognition of the عيب, of the deficiency. Right? And then he says, رَحِمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, فَمُشَاهَدَةِ الْمِنَّةِ تُوجِبُ لَهُ الْمَحَبَّةِ وَالْحَمْدِ وَالشُّكُرِ لِوَلِيِّ النِّعْمِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. So now Ibn Qayyim is doing tasalsul fikri. Now he's telling you, now that we understand these two things that you need, recognizing your deficiencies and recognizing the greatness of the one that is not deficient from what He has given you. He said, when you recognize what you've been given, what does that necessitate? Tujib min wajib. Tujib lahu mahabba wal hamd wa shukr li waliyin ni'am. When you remember what Allah has given you, it should necessitate love and what? Praise and gratitude for the one that is in control of the blessings and giving in a form of excellence or being good to you. So what is one way to, in other words, what is one way to increase your love of Allah? And praising Him? What? That. To remember what we just mentioned, those two things. Remember the blessings. Why is this important? If you're giving da'wah to a non-Muslim, you want to talk to somebody about Islam, you want to talk to somebody about Allah, what's a technique that you can do? You think you've been given your organs by yourself? أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Allah says in the Quran, were they created from nothing or were they themselves created? One easy technique is to remind the person that you have been given something by the Creator. That's the what? Recognition of the minna. Witness the blessings of Allah upon you. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which one of the favors of your Lord will you deny? So remembering what you've been given, you could start with, hasn't there been a time in your life where you say to yourself, man, I don't know how I was given this. I've been put in a hard situation and I've been given this, and it was beyond my understanding and beyond what I expected. When you start to think about that, even internally, you say what? Alhamdulillah. Or when you recite Surah Al-Fatiha and you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When you say Alhamdulillah, think of what have I been given? that Allah has just given me and I didn't even ask. Or I asked and He gave me more. Or I asked and He took it away from me and I realized later in life why it was taken away from me. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is how one obtains khushu' in their prayer. So Ibn Qayyim is going deep here. Just from this, from Sayyid al-Istighfar. So the first thing you think about is what you have been given. Witness what you've been given. Right now, if I was to tell you, sit and think about five things that Allah has given you. What should the result be? And that's what he's saying here. The result should be mahabba. This increases your love of Allah. This increases your praise of Allah. And this increases your gratitude. And the best way of showing love and gratitude to Allah is by doing what? Gratitude is shukr. What's the best way to prove that? We're going full circle now. Huh? Salah, what else? Hajj, what else? What type of action? Which is what? All these rules. The Sharia. The best way to show gratitude to Allah is follow the Sunnah. Practice the deen. Practice your religion. Someone wants to come back and turn to Allah. They feel terrible, as we talked about. The type your heart feels broken. Remember we talked about that earlier? The best way to do that is to find a sunnah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And the sunnah, what he has done, their levels. So the best of them is salah. It's the second pillar of Islam. Why? Because even when you're in the salah, you say what? Alhamdulillah. You think, alhamdulillah. Man, I committed this sin. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me the strength to come here after Asr by myself and pray. I think of what He has given me. It could have been much worse. That increases your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the process of the believer. That's the process of the human being. And then of the Muslim when they're praising Allah and they say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Then Ibn Qayyim goes on to say, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَمُطَالَعَةَ عَيْبِ النَّفْسِ وَالْعَمَلِ تُوجِبُ لَهُ الظُّلْ وَالْإِنْكِسَارِ وَالْإِفْتِقَارِ وَالتَّوْبَةِ وَالتَّوْبَ فِي كُلِّ وَقْتِ وَأَلَّا يَرَى نَفْسَهُ إِلَّا مُفْلِسًا. Then he ends here by saying, after he talked about witnessing the blessings and witnessing what Allah has bestowed upon you, how that should necessitate love and praise, etc. He says, and witnessing or monitoring the deficiencies of the self and of the actions should necessitate debasement and a broken self and being impoverished and redemption or repentance at all times. Fi kulli waqt. Wa alla yara nafsahu illa muflisan. And not to see themselves except someone that is empty or someone that is in need. Or some muflis literally means poor. Right? Someone that is in need and someone that is not self-sufficient. So what does this do? This makes the individual what? Humble. Humble. And that is what the servant of Allah is. The servant of Allah is someone that loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than they love themselves. So that negates what? Arrogance. And the sunnah, the chain of narration, the chain of arrogance goes to who? It ends where? Right. Shaitan. How is shaitan arrogant? Then who? Then all of us. Right? He didn't prostrate to Adam. He was arrogant. Right? And even in the Quran, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَكُعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Like shaitan even acknowledges that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is in control. And is the one that created him. And has control of all things. And he disobeyed him. If you look at the logic of shaitan, it doesn't make sense. He says, oh, the one that created me and has control over me, I'm going to disobey you. Right? So here, shaitan or Ibn Qayyim is talking about witnessing the deficiency of the self should make you humble. So if you want to remind somebody that has a level of arrogance, or if you yourself rely to kill nafsik, as we talked about earlier, if you rely on yourself, an example of relying on yourself is where you say, that is because of what I've done. That's because of my intelligence, my strategy, me. And you stop there. And that's the difference between being a person of this dunya and a person of the akhirah. You say, yes, this is what I've done, but that's from the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's given me the opportunity to make a choice, and He even emboldened me to even make that correct choice. And because I made that decision, that small window, He rewards me for it, bi'idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we mean by you always show your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you feel that you have a level of arrogance, think of a deficiency. Think of a demon in your closet. Think of one of your sins. Think of one of your deficiencies. Fi nafsik wa fi amalik. And you notice, Ibn Qayyim, he says, مُطَالَعَةِ عَيْبِ النَّفْسِ وَالْعَمَلِ. He says, looking at the deficiency of the nafs and the action. He differentiates them, you notice. So you think about something you've done, or you think about a feeling that you have. And that should encourage you to ask Allah for forgiveness, to seek His help, to seek His, right? Or if you want to take the pathway of thinking of what He has given you. Look at the clothes you have, the car you have, where you live, your children, your health. When you see what's going on with people all around the world, in Philistine, in Sudan, in Syria, you should automatically think, wow, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. What Allah has given me. And then you can make the Sayyid al-Istighfar. Right? I acknowledge the blessings of you upon me, and I acknowledge my sins. So that's what Ibn Qayyim talks about here, and that's what we covered today. That the individual, he started off with the two wings, the wings of fear and the wings of hope. But when you're going, you're traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have in mind as you are traveling and you're flying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, you remember the blessings that He's bestowed upon you, and that should bring forth love and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remembering that He is in control of all things, and also looking at your own sins, and that should increase you debasement and making yourself low in front of Him, recognizing His greatness and seeking forgiveness from him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that can consistently look at our own sins before looking at somebody else, and that should make us humble. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that look at the greatness that He has bestowed upon us from all of the blessings that He has given us, which increases our love of Him. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.